good afternoon and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. Let's get started with some new music from Kim Lehman, originally from Washington. This is her version of God Bless the Child.
Them that's got shall get, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's good as old. The strong get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, got his own. Relations give a crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child.
That was music from vocalist Kim Lehman and her version of God Bless the Child. Kim is currently residing in Europe, and there's no doubt that she has a wonderful voice, and I hope that she continues to pursue a musical career and record more music. Up next, we have music from guitarist Mark Whitfield. We're going to listen to something from Mark's album entitled Forever Love. Now, this one is released on the Verve label. And we're going to listen to his rendition of You Don't Know What Love Is. You're listening to CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Thank you.
on the scene. No need to worry and to get all uptight. And Johnny is treating her good tonight. All you other fellas, just treat your woman right. 'Cause Jody's steady hidden when you're out of sight. No need to worry and to get all uptight.
Without a question, one of my favorite albums dedicated to the music of Horace Silver. That was vocalist Dee Dee Bridgewater from her album Love and Peace, and we heard the Jody Grind. And just before that, we heard Mark Whitfield with You Don't Know What Love Is. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. We're going to continue with some music from drummer Bill Stewart. Bill has been one of the hot drummers on the scene today, and I'm going to play for you something from his album entitled Snide Remarks. This is a composition called Crosstalk.
yours preciously, kept in my heart, and that's the loyalty of friends and family gathered round, making joy sounds familiar voices warm the heart. I found myself alone and feeling blue, but I knew what to do. I phoned my friends in melancholy flew and when sometimes I'm filled with doubt, something will chase it out. Is having friends the fate will win it out?
For the finest in jazz, you're tuned into CHUO FM 89.1.
Sound of a breeze, melody so divine. Oh, the best. to mine, oh, the best things in life are free. Why do we worry so much about money? It's splitting the world apart. Open your ears and see how it feels. You might find the answer in your heart. We gaze at the stars that glow through the night and sing to the evening skies. From all of the pleasures the world can bring, the best things in life are free.
We just heard some music from Canadian guitarist Don Thompson, and track entitled The Best Things in Life, and this is from her album simply entitled The Best Things in Life. And before that, we heard some music from the great Bobby McFerrin, and something that he calls Friends. Now, just to get back to Don Thompson, on that last session, we had John Nugent on sax, and on drums, some beautiful brushwork there from Barry Elms. Pat Collins was on bass, and Don Thompson on piano. Now, you might get confused. Don Thompson on guitar is a woman, and she spells her name D-A-W-N. We had Don Thompson on piano. Now, that's the Don Thompson, spelt with a D-O-N. So they're two different. They even spell their names differently, so they're not related. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear. When you sigh, never in my word land could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel. Have you ever heard two turtle doves, bill and coo, when they love? That's the kind of magic music we make with our lips when we kiss. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry on my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love. Doom doobie dee, you be boo doobie doobie dee, ya bum da ba doobie doobie ya. So ba dee ba doo ya ba doom dee, you be doobie da ba dee ba doobie dee, ya doom doobie ya bum doobie doobie ya. Ba 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 be 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 doop dee ba da ba be ya ba 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 dee ya. She ya 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 ba ba we ya dee be dee ya do be you be do be ya dee ba do ba do be dee ya. So be do ya doop should ya doop. Shabby dooby, shababa doob, diddy ooba. And there's a weepy old willow, he really knows how to cry. That's how I'd cry in my pillow if you should tell me farewell and goodbye. Lullaby of birdland, whisper low, kiss me sweet and we'll go flying high in birdland, high in the sky up above, all because we're in love.
They say come fly with me. Let's fly, fly away.
That was music from vocalist Jackie Allen, and we just heard Come Fly With Me. And just before that, Sarah Vaughan with Clifford Brown and Lullaby of Rhythm. Lullaby of Birdland, rather. You're listening to In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. We're going to continue now with some music from Jazz at the Pawn Shop and their version of Take Five. Now, this is a recording from the well-known Jazz at the Pawn Shop. Actually, the Pawn Shop is a jazz club in the old town of Stockholm, a room not more than 100 square meters, a bar along one side of the room, some 20 tables, and the small scene in the corner. Now, on this cold December night, 1977, this place was packed with a happy, cheering, hand-clapping, and foot-stomping public. On a chair in the kitchen sits the engineer, Gertz Pulmkrantz, with the Niagara 4 tape recorder on his lap, recording the session. Well, let's enjoy this live version of Paul Desmond's Take Five.
Thank you.
I think that that was one of the most beautiful recordings in recent years made by a duo. That was Billy Mays on piano and Ray Drummond on bass. And that's from their album One to One, and we heard Tease for Two. And just before that, Jazz at the Pawn Shop with Paul Desmond's great composition, Take Five. I'm Randy McAlligan, and you're listening to In Transition, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings at 89.1. Right now, I'd like to play for you some music from guitarist John Hart. John Hart has been on the scene for a few years and recently has made some pretty good recordings for the Concord Jazz label. We're going to listen to a recording that he made entitled Bridges. And the composition that I chose today is a song written by John Hart entitled Urban Appalachia. And it features some really interesting musicians on this session. We have Bill Mooring on bass. Chris Potter is on various saxes. Andy Watson is on drums. And John Hart on various guitars. Let's give a listen. Thank you. This is In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McAllaghan, and we're also streaming live on the internet at www.chuo.fm.
Ha ha ha!
I really like the way the band played on that last number. That was a composition written by Jackie Terrison entitled Chicago, 1987. And it's from Stefano De Battista's album, which is a great recording of his, simply entitled Stefano De Battista, recorded for the Blue Note label, and featuring on drums the great Elvin Jones. Elvin Jones on that blues number that was just taking it way out there. Some great music on that last number. And just before that, we heard some music from John Hart and his composition, Urban Appalachia. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM. Changing the pace just a little bit, here is bassist Marcus Miller from his album M Squared, and Nikki's Groove.
Dad, are you at the studio again? Can you come home right now, please?
That was music from Marcus Miller with Nikki's Groove from his album M Squared. And I don't think there's anyone since Jaco who has played the bass quite like Marcus plays the bass. I just love it when he plucks the strings and all these melodies start coming out. He just seems to have a lot of fun when he's grooving. We're going to continue now with some music that was recorded many years ago. Actually, we're going to go back to 1964 and 1965. On January 10th, 1964, in New York City, there was a great group of musicians that got together and recorded, as part of the sextet of the Orchestra USA, theater music of Kurt Weill. And we're going to start with the first band that featured Nick Travis on trumpet, Mike Swerin on bass trumpet, Eric Dolphy on flute, alto sax, and bass clarinet, John Lewis was on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. Now, the first song that we're going to listen to is a composition entitled Havana Song. And then right after that, we're going to listen to some music from June the 1st, 1965, recorded at Webster Hall in New York City, featuring Thad Jones on cornet, Mike Swerin on bass trumpet, Jerome Richardson on alto sax and bass clarinet, one of my favorite guitarists, Jimmy Rainey, Richard Davis, and Connie Kay are back on bass and drums. And we're going to listen to a composition entitled Pirate Jenny. Thank you.
Jazz singer from London. You're listening to music from my new album, Once in a Lifetime. Discover the best new music with Randy McElligott in Transition, 1 till 3, Sunday afternoons on 89.1 FM.
The setting for nights beyond forgetting.
good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, for you won't take a chance. So explore the unknown. Like the heartaches, when you learn you must face them
Well, that was music from vocalist Karen Lane from her album Once in a Lifetime and The Good Life. And before that, we heard some music from the Sextet of the Orchestra USA and two compositions, Havana Song and the alternate take of Pirate Jenny. And Pirate Jenny goes out to my niece, who also has the same name. Just take away the pirate. Her name is simply Jenny. I'm Randy McKelligan, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM 89.1. One of the greatest musicians ever when it comes to West Coast jazz is Bud Shank. And we're going to listen now to some music from the Bud Shank Sextet. And this is from a recording that he made where he plays the music of Harold Arlen. Now featured in this group, we have Bud on alto sax, one of the greatest alto sax players around for sure, Bill Perkins on tenor and soprano sax, Jack Nimitz on baritone sax, Conti Candoli on trumpet, and boy can he wail, John Clayton Jr. on bass, and rounding out the group, we have Sherman Ferguson on drums. And we're going to listen to one of my favorites, the composition When the Sun Comes Out.
Thank you.
We just heard some music from the great alto sax player Bud Shank. Music from his album Bud Shank Plays the Music of Harold Arlen, and we heard When the Sun Comes Out. And just before that, British vocalist Karen Lane from her album Once in a Lifetime, and we heard The Good Life. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition on CHUO FM 89.1, and we're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'd like to play for you now a newcomer on the jazz scene. Her name is Amanda Sedgwick. We're going to listen to a piece that was written by Cedar Walton. And I think this is probably Cedar's most popular, or certainly one of his most popular compositions. It's entitled Ugetsu, and in Japanese that means fantasy. So let's give a listen to Amanda's new album, which is entitled Reunion, and it features trumpet player Philip Harper.
Thank you.
Well, that was just a little taste of what Amanda Sedgwick can do on the alto sax, and we just heard her version of Ugetsu. You've been listening to In Transition on CHUO-FM. My name is Randy McElligott, and we're going to conclude this afternoon with a band from the East Coast. They're known as Gypsy Schaefer. Now, this band features some of the top East Coast musicians hailing from Boston, New Jersey, and other places along the eastern seaboard. I'd like you to give them a listen, and we're going to go out with a composition written by their alto sax player, Andy Volker, and it's entitled Flying Herman.
Thank you.
Well, that just about wraps things up for another edition of In Transition. Hope you have a great week. My name is Randy McElligott. Bye for now.